Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 17 Till, I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. It's our Christmas Eve show, ladies and gentlemen. Merry Christmas to everybody. And we're having a great visit with our good friend Lee Branham. Lee is the author of Re-Engage, How America's Best Places to Work Inspire Extra Effort in Extraordinary Times. And by Lee Branham and Mark Hirschfeld. By the way, folks, my website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Lee, give us your website, too, please.
It's keepingthepeople.com, Jim.
All right. So we're talking about your philosophy on what we should, how we should treat employees. And you believe, not too hopelessly romantic or obliviously naive. You believe that if you give more, you'll get more back.
Well, it's not just what I believe. It's what I came to find when I did.
You discovered this, didn't you?
Yeah, I
How hard did you have to look, though?
Oh, I didn't have to look too far. I mean, I started researching employee retention best practices 15, 17 years ago,
yeah.
And just I picked up every article I could find at the library
mm-hmm.
on the companies that win best places to work contests and the companies that got the most press about being great places to work.
Mm-hmm.
They were all very successful companies, and that's really important to remember.
Mm-hmm.
But their philosophy was that if we give something to employees that our other competitors and other places to work in our specific geographic area don't give, those employees are going to be more loyal. Those
mm-hmm.
employees are going to be inspired by that.
So you found that where there was a more giving, generous philosophy, attitude, behavior by the employer, whatever, however that manifested, that it translated to more engaged, happier, more productive, longer tenures in the employees.
Right, but we're not talking about a soft-headed sort of situation here where they give and then those who take advantage, those who take advantage are on their way out.
Right.
You know, you have
right.
to be tough-minded enough to notice that who's taking advantage,
but,
and they're just not right for your culture.
But don't you have to look for... It's not going to be enough for people to just say thank you for being a good boss, for being a generous employer. You need to see multifaceted results, don't you?
Well, that's right. You need to hold people accountable. That's a huge piece of it, and you need to understand that just giving is not it's not. You're not doing it to get necessarily to get more back. You're doing it because you care about people too.
Well,
it's like
taking care of crops, isn't it? You fertilize and you cultivate and you nurture. It's like that, right? I mean, you're exactly right,
and it's longer term than most. I mean, one great example of this is Jim Senegal, who just retired last year as CEO of Costco.
Mm-hmm.
And his board of directors and the stock market of Wall Street were giving him really holy hell for giving such generous benefits to
mm-hmm.
his employees. And, you know, he doesn't care. You know, he didn't take very much of a salary himself,
right.
You know, and it was just kind of embarrassing to his board of directors
mm-hmm.
and to Wall Street. And so his response to that was, look, I'm not here just to think about next quarter. And,
right.
And
we need more CEOs like that.
Absolutely.
Lee,
because
that's what's
wrong.
Lee, what you just described, the opposite of that is what's wrong with capitalism
exactly.
in the 21st century.
I agree.
And I'm
going
to tell you something else. I'm going to say this to you, and I've said it before on the show. The reason the stock market is doing so well while we've got 24 million Americans unemployed, the stock market is doing well because those big companies are earning what they're earning on the backs of the unemployed.
Yeah.
I believe
yeah.
that. What do you think?
I think they're sitting on their cash too. Cash that
well, that's
be
exactly
used
right.
To,
but they're also and sitting on the cash means they're also abusing their own employees. The ones
well,
that
yeah,
are left.
There are a lot of unmet needs that are happening in organizations where yeah. you could create a job tomorrow if you wanted to.
That's right. That's right. And it's all because, and this is where it comes back to, Lee, where it comes back to what I've said before, and that's that Wall Street is becoming the enemy of capitalism, as you and I know it, as you and I knew it growing up. I really believe that with all my heart. The quarterly, you talked about Senegal, the quarterly conference call. And uh-huh. and the good news, Lee, is small business owners aren't beholden to the quarterly.
Well, that's exactly the
quarterly
right.
report. We don't have yeah. to do that. And here's another question I want to ask you. When you talked about the bad seeds, the people who take advantage, and shouldn't you be able to get to a certain point with the engagement of your employees who do get what they have as an employee of your company who really value that? At some point, don't you get to a self-regulating thing where the good employees sort of
yes.
regulate the bad ones and they either leave or they straighten up?
That's right.
Without you
That's
having exactly to actually right. do it yourself?
That's right. You want your coworkers. They exert peer pressure
right.
on people. And a lot of people just say, well, you know what, I guess maybe I don't fit here. And some people
mm-hmm.
just voluntarily leave or they get sort of pushed out by their peers.
Right, absolutely. Lee, give us the website again.
Keepingthepeople.com. All one word.
All right, and the book is called The 7 Hidden Reasons Employees Leave and Reengage, and also Keeping the People, right?
Uh-huh.
All right, so find those books wherever books are sold and his website. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll talk some more with our good friend Lee Branham on our Christmas Eve show. Merry Christmas, everybody. Here's CCR to take us out.
Leave the sinking ship behind. Come on, the rising wind. We're going up around the bend.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.